Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name's Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum?
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 It's like museum. It's like surfing.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE. My name's Ethan Sellers, and as always, I got Matt Hestel.
What's up? That's my name. Welcome to The Breaking Point.
Week 79.
Big number.
79 strong. That is the way we do it.
Welcome back to The Breaking Point.
As always, that's my favorite intro.
That's a good one.
It's so
a good
cool.
One.
Shout out Jake Kerr-Miller if you're listening. You're not listening, but if you are, that's an awesome intro.
That's a fantastic intro.
Yeah, it doesn't really relate, but
I
it's
like,
awesome.
I like the breaking.
Yeah, because
you know,
it's,
the glass, because it's the breaking
it's
point.
It's the breaking
right?
point.
Right?
We're so clever. We're so funny.
Yes, we are. So I just took a sip of water, and you know, I've heard water wakes you up better in the morning than coffee.
What?
It's better for you than drinking coffee in the morning.
No, I disagree because coffee has caffeine and wakes you up.
Yeah, but like water gets your systems going, you know?
Yeah, but so does coffee. I mean, coffee's base is water.
I could go for some coffee right now. Not going to lie. I don't like coffee.
You want some?
I don't.
You.
I was kidding. I don't want coffee.
Coffee? I'm addicted to coffee.
Anyways, you know, we were talking coffee, right?
Yeah.
Caffeine. So Diet Coke. Does Diet Coke have coffee? Caffeine?
Yes, yes, it does.
But what does it not? It's like less sugar, right?
It doesn't have any calories.
Any calories?
Any
okay.
calories. But it has...
No, isn't that Coke Zero? Dude, I don't even know at this point.
Google Diet Coke.
Why is Diet Coke diet?
No, it has sugar in it. It has artificial sugar in it. I know that much.
Why is Diet Coke diet?
What does diet even mean? Like,
Diet Coke
it means
relies
healthier,
on
but...
aspartame.
That's a big word.
Coca-Cola has now released Diet Coke sweetened with sucralose, also known as Splenda, although it's not as common. So I think it's just like,
I don't know. It's
I don't know. It's Diet Coke.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So this lady, she's 104 years old.
Oh my gosh.
And she credits Diet Coke to her long life.
If I'm gonna be completely honest here, when I'm 104 years old, I'm just done. I don't want to live anymore. I am.
That's sad.
I have completed my life goal of reaching 100 years old. I'm done.
That's sad. Well, I would want to live forever, dude.
Live forever?
Yes.
No.
Pass on my wisdom.
But like.
So yeah. But anyways, this woman, 104 years old. She credited Diet Coke and. The funny thing is, Diet Coke didn't come out until she was until she was 68.
That's
68
weird.
Years after she was born, Diet Coke came out. So she was born. Let me do some math.
It was 1904.
1914. Yes, she was born in 1914.
Yes,
Diet Coke comes out. Whatever.
1974.
No.
No. 1982. Oh, my math.
1982.
My math.
But, yeah. It's weird, though, because all these scientists are like, Diet Coke is terrible for you. Because
yeah.
of all the artificial sweeteners and the added sugars and
they
all that.
They also said, like regular soda, juice, and even coffee drinks are reportedly bad for you and can lead to lots of different diseases.
They're obviously bad for you.
No,
what are you talking
not.
About?
Coffee
soda
is
bad for you.
Coffee is good for you, okay?
They are grouping soda with juice and coffee.
You've reached The Breaking Point. The Point of No Return.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.
Yeah, that's us.
That's us.
We forgot to intro you guys. What do you guys do here?
What's your names?
Yeah.
I'm Anna. I'm Caitlin.
We host a radio show at the station.
Together.
With another gal.
Everything But the Kitchen Sink, Tuesdays, 4:30 to 6.
You guys planned that?
No, but we did a really good job of going back and forth and completing the sentence.
That was pretty impressive.
It's just hosts are insane.
Yeah, we spend too much time together, we know.
Matt, complete this
sentence.
See, we got it too.
Wow.
Pretty awesome. So I have an irrational fear of alligators. I know, Caitlin, that you have an irrational fear of whales.
She does. I wouldn't call it irrational.
It's definitely irrational. Actually, you know what? I talked about this earlier. If you were a real fan, you would know. But we talked about this earlier. There was a woman who got saved by a humpback whale. Mm-hmm. And I saw the video, and the video was terrifying.
Yeah, it's scary. Somebody was telling me about a nightmare they had about a whale, and I was getting freaked out. Like, I was just being told about it.
I love whales. I think they're
dang not right.
Cool. I mean, whales, they're just gigantic.
They're so cool.
They're too big.
They're really big.
They're majestic.
I think they're cool, but like they're scary also.
I mean, they won't attack you, so there's no point in being scared of a whale.
But there's always, like, the opportunity for it, too.
When does a whale ever attack someone?
When it opens its mouth. And then
Have you ever seen Finding Nemo?
I was just about to say. I was about to say that scene is awesome.
Those are fish, though. But those are fish.
They're still a trap.
Don't they eat the
stuff? Have you ever seen Phineas and Ferb where she lived in the whale?
No.
No.
Okay, that was terrifying.
Also, the whale.
Phineas and Ferb you're terrified of?
Specific.
Have you ever seen Planet Earth? Planet Earth is very
terrifying.
Cool. Talks about the whales. Tells how cool they are.
We talked about Planet Earth earlier too.
Yeah, real fan. You would have known that.
Oh my gosh!
It's an animal-driven show.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories about animals.
Yeah,
like this one, alligators.
Alligators.
Oh yeah, to alligators.
That is a rational fear because they can attack you.
That is not rational.
They are the scariest animals in the entire world.
That is wrong. Such a lie.
No,
you gotta run
are.
In a zigzag.
Okay, then what's the scariest animal in the world?
Whales. Hornets. Hornets terrify me.
Those tarantula spider
gnats. Oh my gosh. Oh, I saw those.
The tarantula hawk hornet or whatever.
It was like telling you what you could do if you ever like stung by one, but you couldn't do anything. Yeah. Like the end was, it was just like wait for death. Like nothing you could do.
So basically, these alligators. You guys heard about the bomb cyclone, right?
No.
I haven't looked at the news. The vortex.
Polar vortex.
Oh. They gave it a different name this year.
Yeah.
The bomb cyclone.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a dumb name.
Because it's scary.
If I'm being honest, the bomb cyclone.
So in North Carolina, where these alligators live, they live in this swamp park area. The swamp froze over. And there's these videos of how these alligators are surviving frozen in the water.
Oh, my God.
Basically, what they do is they stick their snout out of the ice and then just let their body freeze in the water.
Wow.
That's not terrifying.
So
that's
sad.
Amazing.
That is sad.
That's really cool.
It's the scariest thing in the world because, like, their teeth are showing and their nostrils.
Dude, they're cold-blooded, right? So they can do that.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, and they have, like, this weird body thing that allows them to...
It's like when bears hibernate.
Yeah.
Yeah, do they... Do alligators hibernate?
Yes.
That makes sense.
It's like their hibernation.
Yes.
Yeah,
is so cool. That's not scary. That's awesome.
No, because while they're frozen, they can still attack you. They can like open their mouth and just like eat you.
Okay, but you have to walk right into them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like you... What?
No, but you, like... This,
you literally have to get inside of their
what
mouth.
What if you don't see the alligator there and then he just bites you?
Ethan, just don't go near any swamps for the rest of winter.
I'm pretty sure you'd have an easier time spotting it in the winter than the summer.
That's true. I feel like it'd be hard to miss an alligator snout.
The only reason that you should be allowed to be scared of an alligator is if you're in the water with one.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's 101 because they blend in so well.
And because you can't escape them in the water. If you're on land, you got to run in a zigzag.
I feel they can just run straight while you're running in zigzags.
No.
They don't do that, though. They're not that smart.
Have you ever seen, this is cute, baby alligators? When their mom,
terrifying.
No, it's adorable. They're so small and so cute. And their mom will like float around the whatever pond they're in, and the babies just like sit on her back.
It's like
Isn't
frogs.
That adorable.
It's like frogs.
Yeah,
they're so cute.
Carry the tadpoles around on their back.
I have not seen that.
Well, it'll make them less scary. It's very cute.